the Pittsburgh Philharmonic Young Artist Concerto Competition was won by Christopher Fedor, and he's going to join us. He's a senior at North Allegheny. We'll talk with him a bit after his first selection. Here is Christopher Fedor. Christopher Fedor, and congratulations to you on the Pittsburgh Philharmonic Young Artist Concerto Award. That had to be exciting.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was a great start to 2018.
When did you find out that you won?
It was about like maybe half a week to a week after the audition. This was early February, I believe, and yeah, it was just...
What was the audition like? Could people see you playing, or were you hidden from the judges?
It was a live audition on stage at Mount of Alveria, there were two judges, I believe, in the audience. I can't totally remember because, of course, really anxious.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would imagine you're nervous. Well, I know some auditions, I always find it fascinating, are done such that the judges can't see the musician to avoid judgments on appearance, I guess, or gender or race. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like this was the case.
I'm in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony, and whenever we have seating auditions, they're done that way. They're completely blind to the judges who are kind of trying to just get a completely, you know.
More people want to play than there are slots for, maybe, so they want to be equitable. Yeah. How did you think you did when you... did the audition? Did you think you did well, or?
Well, definitely whenever a person is auditioning, they notice their mistakes more than they do when they're just rehearsing or practicing. And I didn't think that this was my best performance, for sure. And I had a few small problems, but I think that I was just overanalyzing them by the time it finished, and my accompanist, my pianist, told me that I had played really well, so that was reassuring.
That gives you a lot of confidence, I'm sure. Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge in terms of who you're studying with or other folks that have helped you with your accomplishments?
Yeah, well, definitely... I'd like to say hi to my family, but my pianist, my accompanist, Marina Lupinacci, who devoted a lot of time to not only soloing with me, but also coaching our trio, and this year, which we auditioned for Fish Off. So she donated a lot of time to these things, and I'm very grateful for that. And so, yeah.
Anybody else?
So my cello teacher, Katya Yampaladian, as well as David Primo, also gave me a little assistance with the Dvorak Cello Concerto.
Excellent. And we also, the Pittsburgh Philharmonic, you'll be featured in a concert coming up, I think next week, if memory serves me right. And we'll give you details on that in a moment so that you can jot them down, but you'll have a chance to see and hear Christopher play as part of this competition coming up. I know you're getting asked this question frequently, but a senior, North Allegheny, you may know already, or you may still be waiting for acceptance letters. Do you know what is going to happen come fall?
Oh, it's the latter. I still don't know what I'm doing exactly. As far as college, and waiting to hear back from some, so.
Yeah, do you think music is what you're going to study, or?
I think that I'm going to keep music at a high level, so continue to grow with it. And for that reason, I'll probably be doing either a minor or possibly a double major. And it really depends on the school and how much they promote that and stuff like that.
What would you major in, do you think?
It's probably going to be in some kind of life science, so I'm thinking either biotechnology or just biochemistry or something, and I have hopes of going to med school, so as of right now, that's...
That's the great aspiration. I was talking to a student yesterday who is, you know, she's getting acceptances slowly, a lot are coming in this week, but the school she really wants to go to, she's waitlisted, and she's just keeping her fingers crossed that all will work out well there. So hopefully you'll start hearing from schools coming in. If you're just joining us, Christopher Fader is here, 12th grade, North Allegheny. He is the Pittsburgh Philharmonic Young Artist Concerto Competition. The piece you just played a moment ago was from Bach?
Yeah, that's the prelude to the Bach's Cello Suite No. 2.
And you have another selection from Bach coming up. What is that?
That's a totally contrasting style, but it's the third suite that Bach wrote from the Gigue.
Once again, our pleasure to present to you Christopher Feder. Beautifully done. That's Christopher Feder once again. And I'm going to turn now to John Ott, who is with the Pittsburgh Philharmonic, and he can tell us a little bit more about the concert that is coming up and also about the Pittsburgh Philharmonic in general. Good morning.
Good morning.
And when is the concert for people that would like to hear the orchestra as well as Christopher live?
Well, we have two dates. Friday, March 9th at 7:30 p.m., we will be playing at Mount Alvernia in their SCOTUS Hall. And then we also have another date on Saturday the 10th, where we'll be playing at the Butler Community College in Suck Up Theater.
Both great opportunities. Are those reasonable or free to attend?
Yeah, they're reasonable. The tickets are quite reasonable, I believe around $12.
Excellent. And to be able to support orchestras like this is a great opportunity. How do people enter the competition or get involved in playing with the orchestra itself?
Well, we go by audition. And back around November, we send out materials about the concerto competition, which we have the finals in February. What students do is they submit a recording of their playing. They can either send us a CD or we also take auditions through YouTube. And then we sort through those and come up with a group of finalists, and they get to play for us live. And we did have three judges, actually. There was one blind judge, and we decided to do that because we had a contestant who was related to a member of the orchestra. So we wanted to be totally on the up and up with that and have like a control on it. So
That's a good way to do it. And it's important. Do Did the judges give feedback to the musicians at all on what they heard, or is it more or less just a decision at the end?
That is more or less just a decision this year. We decided to do it that way.
Anything else you'd like to mention? I believe it's pghphil.org if you're looking for more details.
Yeah, that's our website. And the rest of the program is titled Back to School. We're playing Brahms' Academic Festival Overture, some ballet music from Gounod's Faust ballet or opera, and Dvorak's Slavonic dances. So we have a double Dvorak on the program. We also have coming up our final concert in May 11th and 12th, and that's Story Time is the theme of that concert. And one of the pieces that we're featuring is Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, and that will feature Kathleen Andrews, our concert mistress. We also have coming up auditions for our side-by-side program. During the summer, we turn to lighter fare and have about maybe four or five concerts lined up, and we invite young people to come and audition for the Philharmonic and to play with our membership side-by-side.
Sounds like a great opportunity, and you can find out more at pghphil.org. That was John Ott. We're now going to turn back to Christopher Fader here, it's Fedor. I'm going to get that one of these days. What are you, first of all, is there anything you'd like to say that I didn't get a chance to ask you about? This will be our last chance to talk.
I don't know. Just the next piece that I'm going to be playing is the Dvorak Cello Concerto. I'll be playing that next week with Pittsburgh Philharmonic, and definitely a challenging piece, but a great one. So
great. Well, it's always, I think this is your second time here.
I think it might be three or four.
Yeah. I can remember your last time quite well, and it's always good to hear you play. And thanks for being here.
Yeah, and thanks for having me.
And once again, we have Christopher Fader. Thank you. That was amazing. Thank you. That's Christopher Fedor. And again, you can learn more at pghphil.org.